This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
What a pleasure and a privilege it is to do talk radio anywhere, but especially on my own show, Spouting Off. Welcome to Spouting Off on this September 25th. Boy, September is almost over, and we're heading into October. We've already had a bunch of September surprises, and I expect a whole bunch more October surprises in this speeding train to Election Day. We don't know. We don't know whether we're going to find out who wins the 2020 election for president on election night. We certainly hope so. But about the only challenge, well, talk radio is a challenge, but the most challenging is just deciding among gazillions of issues to talk about. So I have a wonderful show planned for you at 12:15. We're going to talk to my friend Lynn Towson, who's going to tell us about this huge religious event that is happening tomorrow, mostly for Christians, but not just for Christians. It's called The Return. It is an international event, and we'll hear about that from Lynn Towson. And then we're also going to hear from two grassroots activists. I'm going to be speaking at an event Sunday for one of them, one of these events, and there are events going on all over. Interesting how selective these Democrat dictator wannabes are about who gets cited for stupid mask orders and who doesn't. But that's not even what we're going to talk about. I have some comments before we get started with our guests. We always have time for your phone calls, maybe not always a long phone call, but I do love hearing from listeners, 888-627-6008. We have a little bit of a truncated time today because there's so much to do. So it is Friday, as I said, and people are just beginning to talk about this debate that is scheduled to happen on Tuesday between Biden and Donald Trump. It's just extraordinary to me that they are running this man who they keep, it's called putting the lid on the day. And I've texted about this quite a bit, that Biden is campaigning even less than Hillary Clinton did in 2016. At 9 in the morning, the press is even beginning to get a little aggravated, gets a notice that says, well, we're putting a lid on today's events, and it's 9 in the morning Eastern time. Now, we can only guess whether that's giving Biden some extra rest time, whether he's preparing for the debate. But because the debate is happening this coming Tuesday, and I'll be there with my Orville Redenbachers, you can bet on that, I want to say a couple of words about it. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. And that is, I think Trump is going to be very, very aware that a whole lot of people are watching him that never watched him before. Why? Because if you watch, God help you, CNN, MSNBC, and the propaganda media, you get a filtered version of Donald Trump. They will tell you something he said. They might even give you a soundbite, but they're going to put it in the worst possible light without context. And in many cases, more outrageous than ever, they lie. They lie, they lie, they lie. And I always have a rhetorical question, and I usually don't get an answer because the people who ought to be listening aren't, which is, in your own personal life, if you get lied to on a regular basis from someone, at what point do they lose credibility? For some reason, people are used to the credibility of the media. They shouldn't be. And of course, the media's approval ratings are lower than Congress, so it's awfully low. But people still, even on our side of the aisle, and we know we have a lot of questionable types of all sorts on all sides of the aisle. That sounded a little elitist of what I just said. They like to take some of what they say because they're still listening to the media. So they know the media lies and has an agenda. And yet when they put out a poll that says that Biden is ahead, they believe it because either you don't believe it or you don't have much to go on or you have to do a ton of research. So, you know, there you go. That's part of it. Never have I ever seen such a drastic compare and contrast of candidates, of visions, of ideologies, of principles, of history, of direction that the country will either go or not go. It's really quite amazing to me. Donald Trump is crisscrossing the country doing multiple rallies per week. Biden doesn't leave his basement. And he even flubs a script written for him. He reads the stage directions. There's a theater show called Enter Laughing, and it's because the amateur actor ended up reading the stage direction. He's supposed to enter laughing. Well, Biden reads the stage directions because all he's doing is reading what's put in front of him. Now, people have suspected that a lot of politicians do that. People have suspected that there are Manchurian candidates and people who are merely puppets, but never have we seen absolute evidence of it before our very eyes. Usually the left and politicians in general, Hollywood and the like, are better at covering up their agendas. But man, oh man, this time you just don't see it. What about all the Democrats have right now is to tell you that you shouldn't ought to believe your lying eyes. You know, you see Joe Biden read the stage directions again and again. You see Joe Biden lose his cookies over somebody who asks him a question that wasn't in the rotation. You see that people were given questions to ask him, which clearly suggests that the Democrats are pulling the wool over our eyes or trying once again. I have a weird question for you. Is there anything coming from the current Democrat Party controlled by the hard left, by hardcore communists and socialists and radicals and anarchists, are really controlling the Democrat Party? This, if you have anybody in your life or your family, still isn't clear. This is not their grandmother or grandfather's Democrat Party. It just isn't. It is not the party of JFK or of anybody of that era. JFK would be a conservative, would be a Republican today, and probably more conservative than some of the Republicans that we have. And I can back that up, and I'm sure you've heard that before. He was anti-communism. He was for sovereignty of America. He was pro-American. Today, if you're pro-American, you almost cannot be a Democrat. My question, which I will get back to, is there anything that you see coming from the Democrat Party or any of the Democrats within that party that are out public, out front, that is straight, that is honest, that is straightforward? We are seeing just an avalanche of corruption, of clear evidence that everything they've said and done from the moment Donald Trump got into office, and certainly before in the previous administration, was corrupt, was illegal, was unlawful. People are not who they say they are. They don't have the background they do, such as John Kerry, lurch John Kerry? I mean, he was anti-American when he was in the military, but he just wanted to say, well, don't look over there, look over here. We had Obama talking to Middle Eastern leaders at the UN right after the president. I heard this secondhand. Forgive me. I didn't check it out. But you've got people talking to, claiming or interfering with duly elected government. You have Democrats we know who have tried to frame Donald Trump, spying on Donald Trump. That is a fact. And of course, we have a public that simply chooses not to believe it because after all, they didn't hear it on CNN. So why should they believe that? They falsely impeached him with no evidence. And by the way, they admitted that it was a false impeachment indirectly because Nancy Pelosi admitted that she would not take anything off the table, including false impeachment with no evidence for Trump doing his job and appointing a replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died a week ago today after this show was broadcast. So it's interesting. I have an observation about that. We expected after the Kavanaugh hearings that we would have Armageddon because of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And this just shows you how quickly things change in politics, how quickly things don't happen the way you think they're going to happen because that's how they happened before. And that is many on the left are abandoning the fight on Ruth Bader Ginsburg because they just simply don't have the votes. So they're not going to make that their cause celeb, even though that would change the balance of power absolutely as clearly as possible, which we need because John Roberts is no longer a reliable. He'll end up being a liberal on the court. You watch and see. It may be a very no big deal on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I hope it is. It just shows you. We thought that that would be the end of the world, and it might be a blip because the left, what it wants to do is get enough power to pack the court and make it unimportant. Now, any party that is interested, of course, FDR tried to do it, is interested in packing the court just so they can have a majority. I mean, is this honest? It goes back to my fundamental question. What have Democrats done? Who are Democrats? If they don't have lying, cheating, and stealing, have they ever said or done anything in recent modern times that shows that they're being straight with you? No, they are spinning a whole new narrative that they want you to believe so you won't believe what is right in front of you. We have to take a break. So I could say, I don't know, 3 hours more, but happy to welcome my friend Lynn Towson right after this. Karen Cataline. You're listening to Spouting Off. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with a whole lot more and our guests.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at KstarRadioNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. I'm your host, Karen Cataline, and I am delighted to welcome my first guest of the hour. Proud to call her a personal friend. Her name is Lynn Towson, and she is a former school principal and committed Christian and just an articulate, dear, dear person. Welcome for the first time to Spouting Off, Lynn Towson.
Well, good to be there. Good talking to you, Karen.
Well, it's good to have you. So we know that you are participating avidly in this very interesting event called The Return. And because it's happening tonight, Friday night and Saturday, I wanted you to let people know all about this event and how they can participate. You know that we have a syndication going on with K-Star Radio Network. And so I think a lot of the listeners there, as well as here on Spouting Off listeners, hopefully there's a lot of overlap, would be interested in knowing about this event and how they can participate. How did it get started and what's it all about?
Well, I believe the catalyst for all this is Jonathan Cahn, who wrote The Harbinger. And he wrote this after 9/11 happened, and it was about the United States. And so he is a Messianic Jew pastor. And so there's a lot of connections here with our biblical past. And so what he is the driving force, like I said, the catalyst. And what it is, the return is a movement at an appointed time. And the appointed time is right now. And in the Jewish calendar and in Scripture, in Leviticus, they talk about it was they were commanded to have a day of atonement for their sins. And so that was determined then as what they call Yom Kippur. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I'm not really knowledgeable
yeah,
a lot about
talking, you're talking to a Jew, and of course you know that.
I bet you know all about that.
I put the Judeo and Judeo-Christian, and you put the Christian and Judeo-Christian. So yes, Yom Kippur, which starts Sunday night, is the Day of Atonement, and this is called the Days of Awe. The days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Yes, indeed. And so that is a period of time that they are set apart for this one person, the return to God by coming before his presence in humility, prayer, and repentance. Now, there's another little detail to add to this. 400 years ago, in 1620, pilgrims landed in America. So that is another important detail to recall. So here we are, we've been given this amazing country that colonists fought so hard for that we really need to go on our knees for what God has given us and what we have done with this country. So it's a time of prayer and repentance, big time. And this begins now, yes, and will continue through the entire year of 2020 leading up to 10 days of prayer and fasting and repentance. So it starts with, apparently it started with the biblical Feast of Trumpets. And it ends with the Day of Atonement. So that the period of time is September 18th to the 28th. And the central day of this return is tomorrow, the 26th. So it'll be at the National Mall. So we have amazing people that are going to be speaking at this event. And people can go to thereturn.org, and you can watch this stream live. And it starts tonight, like I said, from 6 to... We look at the schedule here, 6 to 9 tonight, and they have...
Yes, and we're broadcasting this live on September 25th. I know that's an important day, September 25th, but it goes all through tonight, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at some of the guests here, Jonathan Cahn, Ben Carson, Ann Graham Lotz, Alveda King, Pat Robertson, James Dobson, Michelle Bachman, Tony Perkins, Jerry Boykin, Mike Huckabee, just enormous numbers of people that are speaking. So it's a pretty long event, right?
It's a pretty long event. And
all
there
day.
Are sections to it, yes. And like tonight is going to be called The Return Eve, Friday night, The Next Generation. And then Saturday in the morning, and that is going to be called the Return Sacred Assembly, the main program. And that is from 9:44 to 10. And then you have the Repentance of the Church, and then you have the Repentance of Christian Leaders, Repentance for Individuals, the keynote address, Jonathan Kahn, Message to America. And then in the afternoon, 12-2:30 is Repentance and Intercession for America. Now, you know that walking the mall at this time is also Franklin Graham with a lot of people that are going to be praying during this period of time. Got it? And
yeah.
Then in the afternoon, from 2:30 to 3:30 is Praying for the Nation. And 3:30 to 5:30 is Praying for Blessings, the Spirit, and Revival. And I just want you to know that when we're praying for the nations, this is a global event.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't just the nation, so it's the United States, but it's globally. And then in the evening, it's called the Return Prophetic Worship. So it'll be a night of worship from 6 to 9. And that is amazing. So I would love to be there, but you can't do everything, mm-hmm. you know?
No. And what's amazing? Tell me more about what you said would be amazing, because I want to hear more about that.
To be there. To be part of it.
Oh.
And you know what it is?
Oh, to be there. Yes,
to be
of
there
course.
Is to be there, to hear these people in person, to be around kindred spirits, because right now they're trying to divide us, and that's
yes.
happening. It's a spirit, it's darkness that wants to just make us all hate each other, and that is just so wrong. So this return is for all mankind. It's not separator of people. God does not do that. And so the people who are drawn to this, we're just praying that the Holy Spirit will draw a lot of people to be able to be a part of this and to pray to come. And so we have this spiritual warfare going on right now in our country in a big way. And so we just need to bring in the light. Just bring in the light. Just bring it in. And open the doors for that to happen with each other,
mm-hmm.
one by one.
From,
yes, indeed.
From your perspective, Lynn, because you're well acquainted with this, what do you think, for those people who don't maybe know about this event, they're hearing it for the first time,
yeah.
What are you hoping, or what do you think Jonathan Kahn is hoping that this event will accomplish in the best of all possible worlds? What are people hoping for?
I think the hope is, yes, the hope is to repent of what we have done with our country. I mean, we have really gone way away from the way it was set up back in the late 1700s and allowed so much to change our way of thinking, the compromises that have been made. And we really, really, that's why it's called the return, to go back to what is the truth and what is right, what is wrong, but who really is our maker. And in God we trust. And so we're one nation under God. And to bring this together, who the roots are of and the foundation of America, that's our part here in this country. And so these people will all give their
testimony.
Their intention of what their intentional words on why this is important. This brings back in my memory bank. Of course, I wasn't there at the time.
Uh-huh.
During World War II, it's 1940. Things were very dire,
uh-huh.
and it looked like they couldn't get 350,000 soldiers off the beaches at Dunkirk. And Churchill calls FDR, we need to pray. And there are people that had never prayed before. And he calls the people of England to pray, and they did. And soldiers that were on the sands at Dunkirk prayed. The chaplains would pray out loud at Psalm 91, and they were not hit at all by the bullets. And the German forces chose to stay and not make another assault. They were only 12 miles away. And during that time, England was able to get with everything that was a floating device to get over across the English Channel and get those soldiers from different nations into safety. And it changed the lives of those men, people that had never prayed before. God is calling all of us, not just those of us that pray on a regular basis, but all of us to be on our knees to pray and repent and call out to him for help. Because, you know, it says in Old Testament, Second Chronicles, if my people would call on me, you know, and repent of their sins, he would bless us. Those are not the exact words, but it's...
I can hear the emotion in your voice, and I think our listeners can,
too. Yes, I feel very strongly about this because we are at...
Go ahead.
At a pivotal point, Karen.
Yeah, we are. There's just no doubt about it. And I just want to bring something in our, you know, we have about 3-4 minutes left.
Okay.
And time goes fast on talk radio. And that is watching a video. I have to say this, watching a video yesterday of people in Moscow, Idaho, mind you.
Yes. Yes.
Getting arrested for singing and chanting outdoors for not wearing a mask. And it's really not about the mask. It's about going after people who are of faith. There is no doubt anybody who's watching knows that when socialism and communism try to overtake a free country, and it's never happened like it's happening right here in the United States of America, one of the biggest threats to socialism and communism is people who are of faith, believing people of any religion who believes there's a God. They're more afraid of God than they are of man. And that is a huge threat. So for this event, whatever your religion, and I'm not a Christian, but I am very proud to stand with Christians in this effort, because it affects every single one of us, no matter what you believe. When religion is, when our First Amendment, our most precious First Amendment, and our right to practice religion as we see fit, freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, all in the First Amendment, is under attack. It's under attack of all of us. And it is under attack specifically because it's a threat to what they want to do to this country. We have about 90 seconds because I talked too long. Tell everybody once again how they can participate. The more, the better.
Okay, this is what I would say. Watch this. Open your eyes to see, because there's a lot of lies and a lot of deceiving going on right now. Watch this. Start praying. Get people together and pray. That's what we do every Sunday night. We have people that come to our house and we pray. And you need to realize this is no longer Democrats and Republicans. It's called Communists versus Americans. And we need patriots. And we need to look for like-minded people, people that believe in this, because they are opposed to the family, to our churches, to our rights. And that's everything that they want to do. And the Black Lives Matter, if you look at the underlying thing of the whole thing, all lives matter. But that's what they want to do. They want to divide
and
conquer.
They scraped that. They scraped from their website, by the way,
yes,
that we want to destroy the nuclear family. But just because they scraped it doesn't mean it isn't still true. People have to remember that. I have to let you go.
Okay.
Lynn Towson, dear friend, can't wait to see you. Enjoy tomorrow. Everybody go to thereturn.org. Participate, watch, and pray. Thank you, Lynn Towson, for joining us at Spouting
Off.
God bless
you.
God bless you, too. And bless our listeners. I mean, you know, we're a religiously pluralistic society, and we stand for good against evil, no matter what you believe. We are going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to have more with two more guests. Can't wait to tell you about them right after this. This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts. All you need is to know how to spell my name. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and www.karencataline.com. Karen is spelled the normal way, no goofy Y's or Q's, K-A-R-E-N. And Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Want more Spouting Off? You can find the complete archive of Spouting Off shows at www.karencataline.com. All my op-eds and blog posts are there too. That's www.karencataline.com. Thanks for listening, and if you have a moment, please spread the word about Spouting Off.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. I am delighted to talk a little bit of local politics right now. And of course, some people say all politics is local, but I do understand that, but we'll have to talk about that another time. Right now, as I've been saying, the people that brought Donald Trump to the dance are the people that are having to stand up. And I'm seeing people stand up all over the place, especially in these last, it's hard to believe, about, 5 weeks before the most important election of our lifetimes, except for 2016. I am delighted to have with us Serena, just a moment. Come on, Serena. Hold on. Serena Halverson. We're expecting one other guest. We're hoping we can connect with her, Julie. But right now we have Serena Halverson, who is a grassroots activist and very, very much involved in a group called Keep Colorado Free and Open. Welcome to Spouting Off, Serena. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate having you. So first off, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in politics.
Okay, well, this was totally unexpected. I mean, I vote, you know, but I never really thought about getting involved in politics. But with the different things that have been happening because of the COVID-19 and how it seems like we went into an emergency type of situation, which seemed totally reasonable at the time. But then things just seem to continue to stay in an emergency situation. It seemed like we needed to stand up for ourselves, and we noticed that these mandates were not following the Constitution. And the Constitution, you know, basically is set up to protect our rights and to protect our freedoms, and in spite of possible, you know, diseases and illnesses or other things that might affect us.
Let's stick with that for a minute, because I was fascinated to see how many people were trying to make sense of all this, despite contradictions and things that never made any sense. Tell us a little bit about the evolution of your watching this, because we all got confronted with this at the same time. Some of us said, something's not right here, and other people kept kind of withholding judgment. And, you know, in general, conservatives are a very, fair-minded group. They're always trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. I would argue that sometimes they give people too much of the benefit of the doubt, when you get lied to and lied to and lied to and lied to. And a lot of people are understanding this now, but they're not always standing up. Tell us about the evolution of what you discovered. Like when there was first these lockdowns, start from the lockdowns. And then when did you start to say, something isn't right here?
That's a good question. So I was actually on vacation from my job, and when that first text came and said, hey, we're going to be shutting down at tomorrow evening, I think it said, I don't remember exactly. And I happened to be at the grocery store, so I finished going to the grocery store and getting things and went home. And, you know, I contacted a few people, and they seemed to think, yeah, that's okay, this seems reasonable. But since I was at home and I had the time, I started researching and trying to find out what this COVID thing was, and I got online and found a few different doctors and different things. I read a not necessarily all on the same day, but I read something in one of the journals that Fauci had written, and he said, oh, it's only going to affect about 1% of people. And in the same medical journal, and I can't remember the name of it, I'm sorry.
No. You can speed up because we have a lot to talk about.
Pardon?
You can speed along the story. You don't have to give every detail. It's really all right. I just wonder.
Oh, I apologize.
You know,
man, yeah.
No. Do not sure. apologize. I'm honored to have you on as a guest. When was it that you said? Some people have said flat out, "We're being played here." If you said something like that, when was that moment? Hello? Are you there?
I apologize. I'm thinking.
No. Okay. I can hear those wheels turning. It was an evolution, probably. I mean, it probably didn't happen all at once. But something is just not right. You know? Something's not right. So why don't we move ahead about what it was that made you want to get involved? Because what you're involved in now is a really cool thing, and I'm going to be speaking at that event on Sunday night.
Wonderful.
In northern Colorado, but you've got a bunch of events. So were you ever politically active before?
So I was never politically active before, right? This is totally new thing. And I recognize that I did not know how local government works and what I could, you know, outside of the regular voting and just knowing what my values are and trying to vote my values and that kind of thing. So, you know, Julie had noticed that a number of us on Facebook were noticing similar things and posting similar things. And so she suggested on a messenger that we all kind of band together and figure out what we should do. And we started realizing that it would be helpful to put together a website that kind of explained, you know, what COVID is about, what the information is about that, how government works, how to figure out who your representatives are, and to educate one another and figure out how to go forward with this.
Hmm. Yeah, and so you came up with, I don't know how, it's not important, but you came up with this thing called Keep Colorado Free and Open. Keep in mind, we have listeners all over the country in various locales. And so what you are doing in Colorado, because people know that I'm in northern Colorado, can be, I like to say, cloned in other places. Democrats have a leg up on us because they know how to community organize. After all, our last president was a community organizer. So we're kind of been behind eight ball trying to community organize because we're finding out that's a pretty valuable thing to know how to do in politics. So how'd you do it?
So Julie is just a great organizer. She has a lot of experience with that. And so she contacted our Larimer County Sheriff and asked him to speak, and he said he would. And anyway, our first meeting didn't go quite as we planned. The opposition heard about it and made a lot of noise, and our sheriff also had some things going on in the community, and so he was unable to make it to our first meeting. So we actually asked Mark Patlin to come, and he spoke about a mask mandate, a mask lawsuit that is in the works right now. And he told us about that, and a lot of people came to the park to listen to what he had to say and to connect with people. And it was a wonderful thing because we all found that people had like minds and wanted to change things and realize something was going wrong and that we wanted to make things better for all of us and for our kids especially.
Yeah, and, you know, all this is tied together because before you, I had a friend on who's talking about prayer, and because the country is in dire straits right now, and we are being confronted. We are at a crossroads. This country is either going to go one way or the other, and I think conservatives like you or people like you who've never been politically active realize how incredibly high the stakes are. In fact, it can't be underestimated too much. Have you had trouble getting more people involved and participating in your cause or trying to convince them that, yes, indeed, this country is in dire circumstance and we all have to step up to save the country?
Yes. You know, I run into people on both sides of that issue. You know, people think that everything seems to be normal and this is how life should go, and other people that are more like-minded with me. And it's very strange how it seems to be very difficult to communicate with people who disagree with me. And you know, I like to try to listen to their point of view, but it doesn't feel like they're listening to my point of view.
Well, what do you get? What is the response you've been getting from those people? I'm kind of curious. When they say, you know, you tell them you want them to participate.
Right. They are, if they don't think that there's anything wrong going on, they just want to live their lives and continue on as they are. The people that I'm talking to that do see that there's a problem just seem to be having problems with, there's so many things to do that if they volunteer, it's kind of difficult. We're spread thin. And so trying to explain to people how they can help, I don't know if I can explain the reason why. I guess I have not really asked. Maybe I should.
No, that's okay. I think what we might be talking about two different things. We have to take a break. Can you stay with us?
Yes.
Terrific.
Thank you.
We're talking to Sabrina, and we will be back with her in a moment. What I wanted to say, I'll clarify when we get back, just because we have an extra 30 seconds here, and that is the population that you're talking to. Is it a conservative who just doesn't have the time, or is it a middle-of-the-roader who doesn't think it's important? So we'll talk about both of those when we get back. And we're talking about activism and how anybody can get involved. And a lot of the people who listen to this program and on K-Star Radio Network are involved. So it's good to give each other tips because I will not use the cliche, we're all in this together, but we're fighting good against evil, liberty against tyranny. We are coming back right after this. You're listening to Spouting Off, and I'm your host, Karen Cataline. We'll be back right after this.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. I'm your host, Karen Cataline, and we are talking to Sarina Halverson, who is a new activist, and she is one of the organizers for a group called Keep Colorado Free and Open. What a good title. We're just wrapping up our interview with her, and before the break, I was asking you, Do you much encounter people who don't agree with the purpose, or just people who don't have time to get involved?
I would say the people that I encounter are more having trouble finding the time to get involved, and are just like me, are just learning and not very educated about the best way to go about it.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is leaders always rise to the top. Right now, I think conservatives, you know how they always say too many chiefs, not enough Indians. Right now, we have a lot of Indians, not a lot of chiefs. I think there are people all feeling much the same thing. Our country is under attack from within. There is something quite diabolical going on using a virus to scare people. Let's just put it on the table here. Using a virus to scare people into handing over their liberty, handing over their freedom. We are seeing an abuse of power, the likes of which we've never seen, where rioters, looters, and people who are committing outrageous crimes are getting away with it, and law-abiding citizens are getting tased for not wearing a mask and being tased in front of their children. Something is deeply wrong. And I would submit, because I talk about it all the time, it's part of my job, which I love. I just wish that things were not this severe, but they are. We are watching an attempt to overthrow our system as we know it and turn everything upside down, good into evil, black into white. And that's not a race statement, truth into lies. Everything seems upside down. Everything in this country that has held us in good stead is under attack, including our Second Amendment rights, our Bill of Rights, our tradition of a free press, of personal responsibility, of thinking of ourselves as a group of people who are individuals rather than nameless, faceless, collectivist groups, which is all a part of socialism, communism. There's my little speech about what it is we're fighting and what it is we must stand up for and what it is that Lynn and so many Christians and others are praying for tomorrow and on into the rest of the days leading up to the election. So tell us a little more in our time left about what this event is happening on Sunday, and maybe other people in other towns and cities and states can create something similar. It didn't take all that long for you to put this Keep Colorado Free and Open event together, right? You're doing it in four different locations. Tell us about it.
So Julie was speaking with Mr. Greg Lopez, and he's ready to be the new governor, along with another person who's also ready in the wings, if we can recall Polis. And that's the plan. And anyway, we realize that it's very important to try to get in touch with our county commissioners and the county health department and let them know that we have a resolution that this is enough. We want our schools to open normally. We want commerce to open normally. And we want the, our churches and our synagogues and everything else, you know, to open normally.
To open.
And so we're going to get together and we're going to read our resolution to them. Give them a couple of weeks to think about it and talk to them again.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, first off, that Polis is the governor, just for people who may or may not know. You've heard people talk about Jared Polis, the very leftist governor of Colorado, and there's also a leftist legislature. One of the things that has been recreated, and I like to say cloned across the country, that's what you're, Canna, we want you to be able to do is give other people ideas in other places, is that governors have palmed off the responsibility for infringing on people's rights by handing it over to the health department. Well, the health department are unelected bureaucrats. We didn't elect them. The whole idea of consent of the governed, we are now being ruled, not governed. And so the governor has plausible deniability by saying, well, I'm going to just, you know, keep giving myself these emergency powers for which there is no longer an emergency. You have a
right.
governor who is abusing his power. And I got news for you. I don't think anybody who abuses their power is going to respond to a resolution that begs the dictator for freedom. I think we have to not comply. The time is over to ask the dictator to give us back our freedom. That's just my particular opinion, and maybe I can keep you a couple minutes longer, because no, the only way to take back your freedom is through either civil disobedience, to say there are way more of us than there are of them, and we're going to take back our God-given First and Second and all of our Bill of Rights, because our Constitution guarantees it. Just because we elected you governor doesn't mean we gave you permission to take away our rights. What do you think of that,
exactly.
Serena?
I totally agree, yes. You know, and he and along with other officials, you know, they swore an oath and they said, you know, that they were going to keep the Constitution, and they've reneged. They're not doing what they said they
yes,
were going to do.
Yes, they have.
Time
yes.
to go away.
Go ahead.
Bye-bye.
Well, and see, there are some things that have kind of rigged the system. That's what people who abuse power do. They try to close the mm-hmm. barn door behind them so that you can never vote them out. That's why they want to pack the court. That's why they want the national popular vote. That's why they want open borders. They can get illegals to vote. We all know this. Power
yeah.
is what is motivating them. And so when they tell you you're xenophobic for not allowing illegal aliens to come into this country and get free health care, which will only bring in more and more and more illegal aliens to get free health care, that's not what they really want. Whenever they're telling you this is why we believe in this policy, and the whole reason we believe in this policy is racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia, the truth of the matter is, and people are finding out, that that's not the reason at all. The reason is this will give us more power, and it fits in our agenda to take over the country for socialism and communism and make sure that the opposition never gets a chance to get in power again. Am I right? Have I overstated it?
I think you're absolutely right.
So I'm trying to maybe even give you some ammo when you do talk to people. I will be there, but I'm only going to talk 10 minutes. And yes, I really am only going to talk 10 minutes. And my role, at least I was asked to speak on what it means to be an American, which I just thought was a spectacular speech. Maybe I'll just keep you with me for a little bit and we'll wrap up the show together. What do you think? You want to do that?
Hey, I'm willing to try that.
Okay. Well, thanks for being game, because, you know, boy, I'll tell you, when you get involved in politics, sometimes it like has a mind of its own. Maybe I'll share with our audience a little bit. I can try it out on you. This is cool. About what I'm going to speak about. Oh, my God, I only have 2 minutes. So a couple things. Let me find it here. Geez, we only have 2 minutes, so I want to wrap this up as quickly as possible. What it means to be an American. To be an American is to be the citizen of a country that has deliberately created, that was deliberately created to celebrate the individual rather than the collective. So it goes on a little ways, but basically that idea of America is under attack, and every single person who supports Donald Trump and who sees the country being attacked from within by people who have been let out of prison in order to cause hate and discontent. And they, too, are being used as useful idiots. And I mean that clinically. We have to be the leaders to stand up and say, no, ain't happening. Ain't happening on my watch. I have 1 minute. How can people visit your website, Serena?
Okay, so if they go to keepcoloradofree, I think it's at wix.freedom. I don't have it memorized. That's so funny.
No, that's okay. You know what I'll do? I'll put it up on my website along with the podcast of this episode. We got about 30 seconds, so I got to wrap up the show. Go to my website, www.KarenKataline. Thanks to Serena Halverson and to Lynn Towson for joining us on this episode. Thanks to Doug, my producer, and to BBS Radio. Thanks to HW, the multi-talented guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And tune in next week when there will be so much more to spout off about, including the debates on Tuesday night on Spouting Off.